Ladies, come out this Thursday night, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. for our Ladies' Night Self-Defense Firearms Class. Don't be a victim. Learn how you can protect yourself. This is the most realistic, dynamic, intense training available. We use military simmunitions, so get ready to fight. But hurry, we only have 30 spots. The cost is only $10, and we will be giving away a CCW purse. So sign up now at myselfdefense.info. That's myselfdefense.info.
Hello, I'm Kathy Connect, asking you to re-elect my husband, Ron Connect, as Nevada Comptroller. Ron cut spending 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury while improving services. He led the fight against the commerce tax. Ron wants to be re-elected to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity our parents' generation left for us. Thank you for listening, and please re-elect Ron Connect as Nevada Comptroller.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Gather around
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media.
Listen up.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I told you we will be caller intensive in our final hour today. We've got our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up at 11:30. That's where you call in. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. We make it easy for you. The phone number is simple. 844, the number 2, then Nevada, all spelled out. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter? I'd love it if you'd follow me on Twitter. We have been very active over the last week on Twitter. There's just been so much going on. At Kevin Wall Radio. That's at Kevin Wall Radio. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's begin in Palm Springs in the beautiful Coachella Valley. Doug, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. I'm Kevin Wall. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Thoughts and prayers to families in Pittsburgh and all the officers that responded to that call. I think the media is just stymied by Trump's success. In a similar contrast, Doug Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. If you click YouTube, you must go to Play All. You go to the bottom.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. I hate it when people are reading a script. Nah, I really do. I just hate that. Zakoya, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now, calling from Las Vegas. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm a first-time caller, and I would just like to give a brief testimonial, if I could, please.
Please do.
Concerning Enlightenment. Yes, because you made reference to that you're a Democrat. You know, I'm an American nationalist. I'm a black Jew. I'm a registered Republican, and I'm the first in my family who has done so. And the reason why I had done this is because when I was in the university, I learned how this nation was developed, and that's what party I went with. But the truth about everything is that I never vote according to party line. I only vote for those who hold to the truth and those who love Israel and the Israelite people, the Jewish people. And that's my foundation.
Yeah.
And I would just like to encourage this is the first year that I will not be voting for any Democrat. And the simple reason is that not one Democrat stood with Israel when we moved our embassy to Jerusalem. President Trump did that, you know. And I encourage others not to vote for them in light of what has happened in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Zakoya.
You know,
Zakoya.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to clarify because I may have misunderstood you, but I wasn't saying I'm a Democrat. I proclaim myself a nationalist. But I want to ask you how tough this has been for you, with your friends, and I know Democrat friends have Democrat friends. How difficult personally has this been for you? Obviously, it's an emotional issue for you, but how tough has it been on friends, family that may not agree with you?
Well, I never really bring up me being Republican except when I was on a radio program. That was the first time I actually made reference to being a Republican. And the irony about that is that I found out that my brother's sister's daughter was a Republican. And we were good for a while, but then she, like, kind of fell up because I was a believer in the Torah, and I followed the customs of my forefathers. And she had a problem with that, and she, like, discommunicated me in that regards. But other than that, I really have no problem with those who I associate with because I just show the love, the way the Mashiach told us to love. That's how they would know who his people are, because we love him, first of all. And I'm convinced that the worst anti-Semitism is anyone that would deny his son. That's the worst anti-Semitism, first of all.
Let me ask you, what happened in Pittsburgh? It had to touch you looking at what is happening with 11 people being gunned down in a synagogue, a place of worship. Tell me what that meant to you.
Well, right now I'm on a fast. I've been fasting for the people that were gunned down, and also for the president, because he stood up. He always stands up for what is right, and he always gets the backlash of the lies that are coming from the people that said this is a new Democratic Party because they're going towards the white nationalists, as you explained what they really are, which are Nazis, and trying to bring this country down. And they hate us. They hate us because we stand for truth. And my heart is still aching as I'm on this fast. It's a four-day fast mourning the loss of those people, my brethren. And I just praise y'all for that rabbi who stood up and said that the president was welcome because he is our president.
Yeah. Zakoya, thank you so much. I don't know that time will heal the wounds that you have, but thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us, and keep us posted on how you're doing, okay? Keep us posted. The president spoke last night in, where was it, Fort Myers, Florida. And one of the things he did is, I think, better than maybe anybody, he looked at that Pittsburgh trip, and he one of the first things he did, this is cut six, by the way, one of the first things he did was talk about the Pittsburgh trip, the much maligned Pittsburgh trip. Zakoya, I hope you're listening to this. This is your president, our president of the United States, talking about that trip to Pittsburgh.
Before going any further, I want to take a moment to address the horrific shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. It was terrible. 11 Americans were brutally murdered in an evil anti-Semitic attack. Yesterday, I traveled to Pittsburgh to meet with the families and first responders. And I especially want to thank Rabbi Jeffrey Myers. He was terrific. He was terrific. Fine man. We grieve for the families of the fallen, and we send our eternal gratitude to the law enforcement officers who sustained severe injuries taking down the gunmen. They were incredible. They were incredible. They were incredible. Could have been as bad as it was, and it was bad. It could have been far worse. They were unbelievable, and they got there fast. We pledge our resolve to remove the vile poison of anti-Semitism and so many other problems from our world, and we reaffirm our unbreakable solidarity with the Jewish people. Thank you. Yesterday's visit to Pittsburgh was about coming together as a nation to comfort and to heal. After this day of unity and togetherness, I came home and sadly turned on the news and watched as the far left media once again used tragedy to sow anger and division.
Sadly, they took a small group of protesters far away from where we were because we could not have been treated better, the First Lady and myself, but we're representing the presidency. And they did everything in their power to try to play it up and push people apart. That's what's happening. They're pushing people apart. It was fake and it was make-believe what they said. I came home, looked forward to seeing it, and it was sad. And when we talk about division, this is a big part of the division right there. The far-left media has spread terrible lies and stories about the Trump administration and the tens of millions of people who make up our great movement, the greatest political movement in the history of our country. The greatest. The greatest.
Yeah, I think the president is so good. And another packed house in Fort Myers. You cannot tell me that there isn't enthusiasm surrounding this president and this midterm election. I don't know what's going to happen on Tuesday. I don't know what's going to happen between now and Tuesday. All I know is that people are energized on both sides, but I think especially very much in play are people, you know, the 63 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump. I firmly believe that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get back to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I've got, one line open, so you can seize it right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up in a minute. Jamie will be leading us off. Everybody else behind Jamie, stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
My fellow Nevadans, the annual fiscal burden on Nevada taxpayers caused by illegal immigrants is more than $630 million a year. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Attorney General. As your Attorney General, I will direct Nevada law enforcement agencies to report all illegal immigrants they encounter to ICE, and I'll vigorously prosecute any who commit violent crimes. Nevada must not become a sanctuary state. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Adam Laxalt promised he would defend our gun rights, but he lied. Adam Laxalt just came in support of red flag gun laws like they have in California that allow a social worker or an ex-wife to take away your guns without being convicted of a crime. Good luck getting your guns back from a liberal judge. Call Adam Laxalt and tell him to keep his hands off our guns. Adam Laxalt, just another rhino. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for Governor Campaign.
It's Live and Local Now. Let's get to your phone calls. Jamie, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. My friend Jamie is on. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin. First, I want to say that I agree with what Paul said, and it shows the integrity of Tom Collins for what he wrote in that article. So I grew up in Vegas, and I was actually a Democrat up until a pre-Trump election. And, you know, I'm tired of this. We are red. We're blue. We're an R. We're a D. We're a donkey. We're an elephant. We are a nation, and we need to come together. We need to vote for what we believe in. Go straight to the facts. I've had so many people say to me, I can't vote for them. I'm a Democrat. It's so not true. I became a Republican about 3 years ago because of my line of work. I'm an insurance broker, and I deal with seniors and Medicare and veterans. And all of a sudden, people are saying, well, I think you're a Democrat, a Republican. And I honestly didn't know what that meant. We didn't talk politics when I grew up. We talked, you know, the Ralph Lamm era. And when I grew up and started paying taxes and actually living and participating, you know, in governmental issues, I realized that it's not what color you are, the letter you are, the animal that you are. You have to vote for what you believe in. And this is one of the most important elections of, I don't even know, our century. So I'm just encouraging everybody to go out and vote on Tuesday the 6th. And don't pay attention to what you're registered for. Look to see what you believe in, what you want to happen. And if we want to save our country, this election is imperative.
Hey, Jamie, let me ask you, when somebody like Tom Collins comes out, it's one thing for you as an individual, as a small businesswoman, coming out and saying, I'm switching, I'm going to vote Republican. It's another thing for a public figure like Tom Collins, a guy that's been on the county commission, to suddenly say, this guy's crooked, and I'm not going to vote for Sisolak.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It shows his true integrity, his beliefs, his morals, his values. Just because he's a Democrat doesn't mean that he has to go along with that muck. So, you know, that's why I take my hat off to him. More people should be honest and have the courage. I almost started by saying I admired his courage. He's not, I mean, he is courageous. But it really shows his true integrity. So that's what people should look at. Stop caring about whatever people think and what they say. A good friend of mine said a few years ago, Jamie, you have to stop worrying about what people think and what they say and do what's best for your interest, you know, what's in your best interest. And that's what the American people need to do. I don't care what state, I don't care what county that you're in. You have to vote for what you want, what you believe in, not what you hear and not what you see. And that's where I'm finding that most people don't. You don't have to do a lot of research. I don't. I'm not Miss Google Mama. You know, you just have to really weed through all of the shrubs and all of the stuff in front of you because you know what the issues are. We might not know because there are a lot of, pardon me, full of poopers out there, and they just say a bunch of stuff. Hey, I kept it clean, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm just encouraging everybody to vote. Do I agree with everything Trump says? No. I got in a debate with a dear friend of mine last night over dinner, you know, and I believe in what he's doing. He needs to zip it a bit, maybe tweak what he says or how he says it, but he's getting the job done. I don't want the government in my business. Look what Trump has done for our country. That is what you need to look at, the statistics. What has he done? Where is unemployment? All of these factors. So stop looking at the color and the letter and the animal. Look at the facts. Yes, talk. Yes, listen. I encouraged my kids, and boy, we agreed to disagree and not discuss politics. I encourage them, listen to all of the candidates. Do some research. But don't just listen to your neighbor who's a plumber or, like Rosenthal and all those people. You have to weed through all the stuff.
Hey, Jamie.
Really all I wanted to say.
Can I tell you, Jamie, I'm so glad, A, to hear from you, B, to hear what you have to say. And it does take courage to say, you know, I used to be a Democrat, then I started voting Republican. I even became a part of the party apparatus in Clark County. I think it's great. We'll find out. I suspect there are more people like you out there. Jamie, I'm glad you called. I got to run. I got to hit a hard break here. But, she's right, though. Get out and vote. This is maybe the most important election in our state. Well, certainly since I've lived here, which was 2011. But this is going to be a vitally important. I mean, it's going to dictate the future of our state. I mean, this is going to be an election that is going to dictate the direction we go for the next 5, 10, maybe 15 years. Are we going to become more like California, the People's Republic of California? Or are we going to remain free? That's what's at stake here, folks. And if you don't vote, it's like a vote for Jackie Rosen or Susie Lee or Steve Sisolak. Stick around. More to do live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
What a day. The president's going to be out on the stump again, this time Columbia, Missouri, last night in Fort Myers, Florida. The president was spot on. He was on message. This is cut number 8, and this is what I call the quintessential 2018 and even 2020 message. This is the message that I think is going to be paramount going forward. This was the president last night, Fort Myers, Florida. Listen up.
The left-wing media doesn't want to solve problems. They want to stoke resentment. It has to stop. They believe that progress isn't good for profit or for whatever reason it is they're playing their game. Our movement is about safe homes, great jobs for every citizen. Our movement is about love for our fellow Americans. Our movement is for everyone and belongs to anyone who wants to build a better future. You can do it right here in the USA, right here. Just look at the amazing things that we have all done working together. The unemployment rate just fell to the lowest level in over 50 years. More Americans are working today than at any point in the history of our country. More, think of that. How do you lose that debate when I'm up against one of these people that we're seeing and watching? Oh, I hope one of them gets that nomination. When you say more people are working today than at any point in the history of our country, I think the debate is over. Hispanic American and African American poverty have reached all-time lows, right? My man. African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment have all achieved their lowest levels in recorded history. We've eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations more than any other administration, no matter how long it went. We did that quickly. We passed a massive tax cut, biggest tax cut for working families, and we will soon follow it up with another 10% tax cut for the middle class. And the Democrats want to raise your taxes substantially. Remember that. Remember what Nancy Pelosi said. We will raise your taxes. And I'm trying to say, is that good politics? I don't think so, but she really believes it. They want to raise your taxes. And all that we built is very fragile. Somebody can destroy it pretty quickly if they don't know what they're doing.
That was the president from last night in Fort Myers, Florida. I want to go to Cut 6 because a lot of people have made a whole bunch of this thing of the president versus the fake news media. But it's a legitimate argument to have. And what you see on the left is, well, you know, you're putting members of the media at risk when pipe bombs are delivered to CNN. The fact is that last night, in fact, in that clip, you heard people chanting, CNN sucks, CNN sucks. Are we supposed to deny those people their First Amendment rights because some crazed individual with a working knowledge of pipe bombs decided to go active? That's what I don't understand. These are the same people that demand that their First Amendment rights be upheld. That if they want to block a busy intersection for protest, then we just got to let them do it. We'll get to your calls, by the way, in a minute. But I want to go to Cut 6 because Cut 6 amplifies what we've been talking about. The president battling the fake news media. And the president actually accuses them, and again, this is Cut 6, of trying to tear America apart. Here it is.
Before going any further, I want to take a moment to address the horrific shooting
at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. It was terrible. 11 Americans were brutally murdered in an evil anti-Semitic attack. Yesterday, I traveled to Pittsburgh to meet with the families and first responders. And I especially want to thank Rabbi Jeffrey Myers. He was terrific. He was terrific. Fine man. We grieve for the families of the fallen, and we send our eternal gratitude to the law enforcement officers who sustained severe injuries taking down the gunmen. They were incredible. They were incredible. They were incredible. Could have been as bad as it was, and it was bad. It could have been far worse. They were unbelievable, and they got there fast. We pledge our resolve to remove the vile poison of anti-Semitism and so many other problems from our world, and we reaffirm our unbreakable solidarity with the Jewish people. Thank you. Yesterday's visit to Pittsburgh was about coming together as a nation to comfort and to heal. After this day of unity and togetherness, I came home and sadly turned on the news and watched as the far left media once again used tragedy to sow anger and division. Sadly, they took a small group of protesters far away from where we were because we could not have been treated better, the First Lady and myself, but we're representing the presidency. And they did everything in their power to try to play it up and push people apart. That's what's happening. They're pushing people apart. It was fake, and it was make-believe what they said. I came home, looked forward to seeing it, and it was sad. And when we talk about division, this is a big part of the division right there. The far-left media has spread terrible lies and stories about the Trump administration and the tens of millions of people who make up our great movement, the greatest political movement in the history of our country. The greatest. The greatest.
That was the president from last night, Fort Myers, Florida. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Bob will be leading off, everybody else behind him. If you're ringing in, we'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday. It is Live and Local Now.
This is James Dean Levitt, and I am running for judge. For the past 35 years as a missionary, lawyer, regent, and candidate for judge, I have dedicated my life to helping young men and women discover their unlimited potential in becoming productive members of society and inspiring them to change and improve their lives. This is why I am running to be the next judge in Justice Court Department 1, and I am humbly asking for your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect James Dean Levitt.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Hey ladies, come out this Thursday night, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. for our Ladies' Night Self-Defense Firearms Class. Don't be a victim. Learn how you can protect yourself. This is the most realistic, dynamic, intense training available. We use military simmunitions, so get ready to fight. But hurry, we only have 30 spots. The cost is only $10, and we will be giving away a CCW purse. So sign up now at myselfdefense.info. That's myselfdefense.info.
Thanksgiving is extra special at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Again this year, Rhythm Kitchen will be open Thanksgiving Day, serving a traditional Cajun Thanksgiving dinner, including fried turkey, fried catfish, and Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous jambalaya. Plus, Cajun stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, a cold salad bar, and of course, Thanksgiving pies. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. Celebrate upstairs in the ballroom, enjoying their Thanksgiving buffet beginning at noon, or downstairs seating starts at 4. Or if you prefer to eat at home, a family-style Thanksgiving dinner is available for takeout with a minimum 24-hour pre-order. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. This year, make it a Cajun Thanksgiving at Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
I'm Ron Connect, your Nevada controller, asking for your vote. My team cut spending by 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury, all while improving services. I led the fight against the commerce tax, promises made, promises kept. I seek your vote to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity that our parents and grandparents left us. Thanks for considering me, Ron Connect, paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Hey, coming up tomorrow, constitutional attorney and New York Times bestselling author Mark Smith will join us. He has an interesting perspective on the birthright issue. We'll talk about that coming up. Let's go to Bob in Henderson. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. You call the topic. Bob, what do you want to talk about this morning?
Hey, Kevin, hopefully you're having an awesome day along with your crew.
We are, by the way, just so you know.
And what I want to talk about is the president has gotten so much accomplished with zero help from the Democratic Party. And if he has control of the House and the Senate, it seems like it's hard to believe what more he could get done. So I don't really understand why anyone would vote Democrat. As much as he's gotten done, and how much more he can get done if he has control of both House and Senate.
Well, just remember, and Bob, thanks for your call. Think of the expectation game. Coming into this election in 2016, Democrats were absolutely certain that they were going to win, that Hillary was going to break the glass ceiling. It was a crushing defeat. Remember how they rented out the big hotel, a ballroom with a big, huge glass ceiling. Do you remember that? They really thought they were going to win. And the fact is, they didn't. The fact is that even though they spent $1.2 billion and the president only spent $600 million, Donald J. Trump is the 45th president of the United States and not Hillary Clinton. So what happened then is, and this is what I believe, I believe that Obama forces created the resistance. People that just could not understand that a guy that talked with Billy Bush about grabbing the genitalia of women that would insult a Vietnam War hero, that would give out the cell phone number of Lindsey Graham, that would talk about Megyn Kelly. Oh, blood, blood. Or even other opponents. Lion Ted. Little Marco Rubio. I guess what I'm saying is that they could not believe. You have to put this in their perspective. They didn't see it coming. They thought going into election night that in another 3 hours she was going to be the president-elect. And they had no clue. They had no clue whatsoever that this was going to happen. Anyway, suffice it to say that's where that comes from. You say, well, how could people dare vote for anybody that doesn't support Donald J. Trump? The fact is, there is a resistance out there. It is real. And we have to deal with it. And the way you deal with it is simply say, do you want to go back to the old days of 1% GDP growth, or do you want to keep it at 4? I mean, just here in Nevada, since Donald J. Trump took over, we've created 70,000 new jobs. That's 70,000 people that didn't have a job that got a new job. 70,000. Do you want to go back to the old ways, the old days? I don't think so. Harrison, listening in Palm Springs. Harrison, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Okay, I believe that Obama's the tan Hitler, that Brennan is his Irish him.
You want to join us? You want to join us, you can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open. In fact, I've got two lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. By the way, we were talking about the birthright thing, and we'll be talking about it at length tomorrow. Is it really constitutional? Is there a way via executive order to do this? Mark Smith will join us, best-selling author, and a constitutional attorney at that. Judge Andrew Napolitano is a guy that I don't always agree with him. Honestly, I don't always agree with him. But Judge Andrew Napolitano, I thought, said something really, really smart last night on Fox. Why the Trump birthright argument simply will not, it just won't work.
I disagree with my dear friend and colleague, Jonathan Turley. This has not been a serious debate other than in academic circles. In fact, the 14th Amendment has been in the Constitution for 150 years. Mm-hmm. And for 150 years, without exception, it has been consistently interpreted to mean whoever is born here is an American citizen. If you want to put it back on the screen, that phrase, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, about which the president tweeted, and you just read the tweet. Everybody here, except for foreign diplomats and foreign heads of state, is subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. Illegals can be prosecuted. Illegals can go to court and sue. They are as subject to the jurisdiction as those of us who were born here. So that phrase, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, was put in there to make sure that someone who is not subject to our jurisdiction, like a foreign diplomat or a foreign head of state, who gives birth here, that person is not an American citizen, that baby.
But make the other argument. I mean, the other when they're saying, what does the other side think subject to the jurisdiction they're in means?
That because the person is not loyal to the United States and is here for probably a temporary period of time, they do not deem themselves to be subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. But let me tell you why this amendment was written. It was written for two reasons. One was to make a clear and unambiguous constitutional reversal of one of the worst Supreme Court opinions in history,
right.
Dred Scott versus Sanford, which said that African Americans are not persons and are not citizens. Two was to stop the southern states from the beginnings of Jim Crow. The slaves are freed, but we're still not going to treat them as people. We're not going to treat them as citizens. Oh, yeah, everybody born here is a citizen. So says the Constitution.
That was Judge Andrew Napolitano. Now, I'll just tell you, we are in a position where we've got a left-wing media that is out to get this president. We have the resistance. We even have people of his own party that are trying to deep six the mission of this president. And despite all of that, the president is still winning. That's incredible. The president used to joke on the campaign trail that we'd get tired of winning. I told Eric Trump, I think I even told his dad, we're not tired of winning yet. And by the way, we want to win on Tuesday night. That's why the president is doing 11 events in 6 days. I think there could be a 13th event or maybe a 14th event. That this president is tireless. And as long as he's got Air Force One fueled and ready to go, he could, and his ability to draw a crowd on very short notice, I think it's highly possible this president might be out on the road right up till Tuesday morning, maybe even do Tuesday overnight appearances or something, or do late night appearances in some community at an airport hangar. I could see him doing that. No, I could. Tomorrow, Mark Smith, constitutional attorney. The whole birthright nonsense, it clearly is wrong. The question is, can the president correct it with an executive order? Or does it take an amendment to the Constitution? We'll talk about that at length tomorrow. We'll also get you ready for the final of early voting. I get so sad. And also the fact that Tuesday is Election Day. Get out and vote. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall with our entire crew. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Shouldn't Nevada have a lieutenant governor who is both trustworthy and competent and at least knows what that job is about? Number one, refereeing the conflicts between the Democrats and Republicans. Number two, bringing more tourists to Nevada. Just as no one picks the referee from one of the teams, I, as a nonpartisan, will be fair and objective in breaking tie votes in the Senate. As the only lieutenant governor candidate with international experience, I know how we can double the number of tourists to Nevada. My name is Ed Uhling, paid for by the Friends of Education.